Following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas at Team Reba RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yes, you are. And here we are in the smoke. The smoke of BC and the Cascades.
That's right.
It's very hazy.
Super smoky
out
there.
Lots of days of haze.
All that smoke's coming down
lazy,
from
hazy
those
days.
Fires up in British Columbia. Yeah. And it heads down the Fraser Valley, and we're stuck with it.
Yep.
Thank you, Canada.
Well, hey. Hopefully it'll be going away soon. We know that it's an issue. I know there have been all kinds of alerts for Puget Sound, clean air, and all that kind of stuff.
Right. That's right. You know, got to stay healthy.
Got to be careful.
Yep.
Got to be careful out there.
Yeah.
But
what a Northwest summer we've had.
Yes.
Already.
Well, as you pointed out.
Oh my gosh.
I'm all relaxed here in the studio.
I can definitely see that you've been out boating. I can tell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got some. Sun. David Summers, our producer, has noticed how tan I've gotten.
That's right. That's so good.
Yes, I know.
Getting lots
of vitamin D.
I had some relatives up from Fresno, California, over the last weekend, and we jumped in my boat, which is not a yacht; it's just a fishing boat. But we ran over to Vashon Island, caught.
You make mine sound like it's really big.
It's technically a yacht,
but it's only 31 feet.
There you go. Well, mine's not. So there you go. Caught gooey ducks, which anybody that has ever gooey ducked, that's an experience in itself. And I have not done that.
Clean. I would like to try it. Well, actually, one of our clients who came from this radio show, did I tell you he has a gooey duck plantation?
No, that's really cool.
Yeah, he inherited his parents' house down in Olympia and all these other homes along the same waterfront area. They have a massive gooey duck plantation, and somebody comes in and farms it for them,
and
they all get residual income. It's like super cool.
Excellent. No,
but those things are delicious.
It's really, really
They're disgusting
fun.
Looking, but they're delicious.
Yeah, they're so good. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I actually took had a final dinner with my relatives, and we took them to a local Vietnamese restaurant that does hot pot.
Oh, and, yum.
And we brought our own gooey duck.
Seriously? And, they'll let you do that?
Oh, yeah. We cooked it in the hot pot. It was unbelievably delicious.
I bet that was unbelievably delicious.
So my relatives,
I can't even say it.
You know,
I'm so hungry
Fresno,
right now. I want some.
Right. You know, so my relatives from Fresno, the desert, right? First we get gooey duck. Then we run up to Camino Island. We get crab, fresh crab. We have clams, you know, so we have gooey duck, crab, clams, fresh local corn, which this time of year is so good. And what a feast. And so they're just like, oh my gosh, they just can't believe it. So
you'll be referring them my direction. Is that what you're saying?
I have a feeling we'll be getting some new neighbors.
We're going to suck them into the Pacific Northwest like everyone else who does in the summer.
I made them swear, though, that they tell all their friends down there
it
was raining. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
We don't want to let in our
So we'll only let your family continue moving in. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Good to know.
Call that chain migration.
That's not what the market is. Oh, my gosh. Chain migration.
Ooh, did I just say that?
You know we don't get political on this show, right? Oh, my gosh. No, the only things we get into around here are, like, local politics when it's things like Seattle City Council and rental policies and
things of that sort. That's right.
But, yeah.
That's right. And as a matter of fact, speaking of rental, we need to get Sean Martin from the Rental Housing Association back on the show.
Why do you say that?
Things are happening in Tacoma.
Yes. You know, they actually just sent out a notice that they were trying to get a call to action from the landlords who are part of RHA because, as you're probably about to say, Tacoma is looking to institute a lot of the same things that Seattle City Council was doing. And maybe they're failing to notice that several of those things are already getting shot down.
Correct. They've been, you know, the Rental Housing Association was instrumental in helping overturn what was it called? The first in time rule in Seattle. If you're a landlord, two people apply you know, for to rent your home, you must rent to the first one, even if
who
you
meets
don't
your,
like them.
Well, who meets your guidelines
criteria,
and
your criteria.
Criteria.
So,
right.
So that actually, that ordinance
can you
was,
put can't be a jerk as part of your criteria?
Apparently not. No.
Too subjective.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right. So that
no
was
protected
overturned.
Class for jerks. Yeah,
that was overturned. That was
it
overturned.
Was.
Thank
Yay,
you.
RHA.
Thank you, Sean Martin. Thank you, RHA.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but guess what? Tacoma didn't get the memo.
No.
Yeah, they're going to be trying to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So what happens in Seattle tends to filter out to other communities,
yeah.
which is why it's so important to be involved, to be educated, and know
yep.
what's going on
yep.
with some of these policies.
Yeah, I actually
really
just
onerous.
Renewed my membership there, and as you know, I was moderating their legal forum.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you know this already, but at least two of the three that were on the panel mm-hmm. Are going to be coming on our show.
Excellent.
In
yeah.
the coming months. So I've got Great. Two of those attorneys. And actually, the third gal who I need to get a hold of Sean for a multiple reason, the gal that was the third person, she actually does her business in Tacoma.
Mm.
So speaking mm-hmm. exactly to your point about City of Tacoma, we should also get her in
yeah.
to talk about what's going down in that particular market area. Because
Excellent.
Some of them focus in specific municipalities because,
right.
hey, landlords out there, the laws are different from city to city. So
yeah,
just because
right.
you're in one area doesn't mean you buy a place in another area and everything's the same.
Mm-mm.
It's not.
It's,
you
got to
be very, very
it can
careful.
Be vastly different. And
yeah.
the rules and policies. And boy, you got to know those or else they're going to hit you on the side of the head.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Speaking of markets.
Yeah.
Is it cooling down unlike our Seattle summer?
So there's a ton of articles. I'm sure a lot of people have seen Seattle Times recently came out with an article. CNBC came out with an article. Everyone's talking about the market cooling, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking about it. I actually did a Facebook Live recently, and I put some articles on my Facebook page about it. Yes and no,
mm-hmm.
right? Part of the reason the market is cooling right now, it's not that prices are depreciating because someone else posted like, oh my gosh, this house dropped $100,000. No, it was overpriced to begin with
right.
by $100,000.
Right.
Like,
right.
Those are two separate topics.
Yeah.
Overpricing versus depreciation, two extraordinarily different topics of conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what's going on? And we've been talking about this for I don't even know how long on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Sellers getting into that fallacy of I can put anything on the market and it's going to sell in a short period of time.
Correct.
The other thing is I posted a bunch of graphs so that people could see this, that this is peak season for properties coming on.
Mm-hmm.
So duh, we have more inventory mm-hmm. because this is exactly when everyone puts their house on the market.
Sure.
So, you know, like we've been talking in my group and here's the other thing that's also hitting. Because we've had 6 years, 6+ years now, because it was April of 2012, our market turned. Now it's over 6 years. And a lot of people, for a number of reasons, such as City of Seattle doing some crazy stuff with local businesses,
mm-hmm.
some people are deciding, you know what, I'm going to take my equity and I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that because other people are doing calculations, I'm about to put a place on in Magnolia in a couple of weeks. That young man is choosing to do that. Because he's close to his $250,000 capital gains
mm-hmm.
exemption
right.
level.
Okay, there you go.
And so his point, he's like, I'm going to go ahead and sell.
Right.
And I'm going to take my gains tax-free, go rent for a little while, and then decide what I want to do next.
Mm-hmm.
I have sure. another client who they're in retirement age. And they're like, you know what? We're sick and tired of what's going on in Seattle. We're tired of the density now. And I'll be meeting them Thursday over in Silverdale because we already have their place under contract.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going over to Silverdale for a new construction home. That is, you know, a third the price.
Right.
Or excuse me, not a third. It's 2/3 the price of their
mm-hmm.
other place.
Right, right.
So they're taking this great gain and buying a brand new fresh home over there, and they're going to be in a much more relaxed state.
Number
so,
one.
And I got
the,
lots of people talking to me yeah, like that.
Kitsap County, one of the fastest growing counties in the nation.
Yes.
And for that very reason, you know, you mm-hmm. still got a little bit of elbow room over there.
Yep.
I joke
and more
about
ferries.
It. Yeah. I have a builder that builds the identical home, one in Paulsbow, one in Woodinville.
Mm-hmm.
The Paulsbow home is $100,000 less than the Woodinville home, or maybe even a little bit more than that right
I was going to say, I'm surprised yeah. if it's only
$100,000. Yeah, and guess what? They're both a one-hour commute to downtown Seattle.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So it's just a matter of kind of figuring out your lifestyle.
Yeah.
That works
Everyone right thinks that all the people on the planet want to be in this dense urban environment.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people who do, but there's still a large number of folks who don't want to be in that density.
Well,
in fact,
and your lifestyle can change.
You yeah, know? When absolutely. You're young, people go through cycles.
You don't have kids. You're hip. You want to be near the restaurants. Put me in a condo in
Belltown.
Wait,
have you been hip ever?
Me?
Just, you know, just wondering.
Me,
sorry.
You mean my butt?
Yeah, well, no. What? Oh, my gosh.
So, I had a customer back on topic who lived in a condo in Belltown. And this guy got sick and tired of the noise and the honking and the mm-hmm. and the police and the sirens and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So, after 5 years of living in hipster, you know, Belltown, right. calls me up. He goes, I got to get out of here. I go, yeah. Where are you moving? He goes, Vashon Island. I go, well, that's quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yes, it is.
Quiet for sure.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you know what? Can I actually just throw this out there? I have a client looking on Vashon, and I may have a second one coming.
Yeah.
Not a lot of properties come on, right. on Vashon. Like, within the price point my clients are looking at, like 20 have come on this summer.
It's really narrow.
Thin. If there's any listeners out there from Vashon and you're thinking about selling,
yeah.
please give me a call. I've got a couple of people who are looking in that area that are awesome buyers. Awesome. Yeah. Have cash. Awesome.
Good.
So if you're thinking about it, let me know. In fact, one of them, they have the skills. The husband is a contractor or a former contractor that has worked on homes in the East Coast. He's originally from the East Coast and has worked on homes that are built in like the 1600s even.
Wow.
And they love doing renovation on older homes because they don't want to build new. We've had all these people say, well, why don't you build new? And they're like, we don't want new. We want to preserve
something
really
cool. That's great.
You know,
that's
so,
perfect for Vashon.
Yeah.
Contrary to popular opinion, you are allowed to live on Vashon without wearing Birkenstocks and a beanie. So it is possible.
Although you do remember that picture I had of a Prius with a pig in the back. Someone was hauling a Prius on
that
to Vashon.
Was Vashon.
It
oh,
was. I was on my way to Vashon to show them houses that day, and all of a sudden I'm standing in line, and I'm thinking it's a dog, and I'm like, is that a pig in the back of that Prius?
Oh my gosh!
And yeah. it was.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You
and
sent
it had
me
just
that.
Had an accident in the back of that Prius. So I think that Prius was pretty foul, even with pig.
Oh my gosh! Well, as we better get off that island.
Yes, let's get off that island and let's get on to some other topics.
That's right.
I don't know if we're going to have enough time to get to your market update. Let's perhaps maybe do that when we get back from the break.
Sounds good. Stay tuned. And also, we have Leslie Myers from Puget Sound Energy with us. Lots of talking about a really cool program. Stay tuned. Open house with Team Reba.
Open house with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.